Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly says he's interested in proposing changes to help Michigan's disabled residents have access to better jobs. Kelly hasn't offered specifics, but one local organization that advocates for the disabled has some thoughts on the subject. Carolyn Grawe is interim president and CEO of the Ann Arbor Center for Independent Living, which works to help ensure the success of disabled residents in school, at home, at work, and in the community. Grawe says one area that needs to change is attitudes toward the disabled.
Giving that person that opportunity to have the training that would be there, that attitude adjustment of saying, yes, each person is capable of doing many things, and everybody is part of the whole. That it isn't a whole community with a W. If we have holes with an H, that we leave people out.
Grawe says a catch-22 of sorts also exists, where people who rely on medication they get through Medicaid to be able to perform a job have those benefits taken away when they start earning more money. She says job training could also be better tailored for disabilities to help job seekers better communicate how the training is going. Bob Eccles, 89.1 WEMU News.